In this bulletin, South Australia announces a strengthening of its hotel quarantine system. Victorians allowed to freely travel to Queensland from next Tuesday. And in sport, Greg Barclay elected as the new chairman of the International Cricket Council. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. Anyone who tests positive for COVID-19 in one of South Australia's Medi hotels will now be transferred to a dedicated health facility. It's part of a new 8-point plan aimed at strengthening the state's hotel quarantine system after a cluster of coronavirus cases was linked to one facility in Adelaide. All security at the dedicated health facility will be provided by police, and all staff won't be allowed to work at other high-risk locations, including prisons or aged care centres. Premier Stephen Marshall says he'll also ask National Cabinet to consider testing all Australians returning from overseas before they're allowed to board their flights.
We know this is a highly contagious disease. We know that. We're learning more and more about this disease every single day. So are health experts right around the world, and we take all of that information, we put into practice all of those things that are recommended to us to keep our state safe.
No new coronavirus cases have been recorded in South Australia. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has confirmed Victorians will be allowed to freely enter her state from next Tuesday. It comes a day after Ms. Palaszczuk announced travel from Greater Sydney will also be permitted from the 1st of December, but held off on a decision on South Australia. She's told the Seven Network that reopening Queensland's borders to Victorians will do wonders for the economy.
That's absolutely wonderful news. Congratulations to Daniel Andrews and his team down there and to all of the Victorians. And we look forward to welcoming you to Queensland. And please stop by and say hello if you see me out and about during the holidays.
New South Wales has announced a further easing of its COVID-19 restrictions covering private and public gatherings. Up to 50 people can gather in a home that has an outdoor space and 30 people in homes that don't. And up to 50 people will be allowed in small venues of up to 200 square metres. From December 14, the working from home requirement will be removed to allow organisations to make decisions about where and how their staff will work. New South Wales had no locally acquired cases in the past 24 hours. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has denied personal responsibility for the robo-debt disaster, which has resulted in a $1.2 billion class action settlement. Mr. Morrison was Social Services Minister when the unlawful scheme was conceived and touted the billions of dollars in overpaid welfare the automated system was supposed to recover during his time as Treasurer. He continued the program as Prime Minister and pinned a promised return to surplus on its projected windfall, with the government only ending the policy late last year in the face of a federal court challenge. Appearing on Radio 2GB, Mr. Morrison argues income averaging, which the former Labor government also used, was the real issue, not the automation of the process.
It's actually not about the computer. It's about the assumption made that a debt is raised by averaging people's incomes. Income averaging was found to not to be a valid means of raising a debt. That's what it's about.
And in sport, Greg Barclay has been elected as the International Cricket Council's new independent chairman. Barclay has also been serving as New Zealand cricket's representative on the ICC board, but will step down from that role to lead the global governing body. He says it's an honour to be elected to the role. Well, now the weather. Perth, cloud clearing in 28. Adelaide, sunny, 33 degrees. Much the same in Melbourne, 29. Hobart, partly cloudy, 28. Canberra, similar conditions today and 25. Partly cloudy as well in Wollongong, 22. Much the same for Sydney, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 24. Brisbane, cloudy and 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.